A Little Love, A Little Sympathy by Paige Leaf, read by X-Man Hater. Yuri first mentions it after the cup of china when he hears Yakov using it. "Still think I'm only pretending to be a coach?" Victor asks brightly, poking Yakov in the arm obnoxiously. Yakov yanks his arm away with a glare. "Don't think you got this far because of your skill, Victor," he says harshly. "You owe that silver to your skater." Yuri, who's been quiet until now, blushes and waves a hand in protest. "No, no," he says. "I'd be lost without Victor." Warmth fills Victor at how casual the proclamation is, and he leans in to kiss Yuri on the cheek. Which he can do now, because everyone knows. Ah, what a great decision on Victor's part. Yuri blushes harder, but lets him. Yakov's expression softens.
"I guess you did all right, Vidya,"
he allows, and leaves to go join Georgie in an interview. Victor waves a cheerful goodbye and then turns to Yuri, who looks thoughtful.
"What?"
"Vidya," Yuri murmurs absently. "Oh," Victor chuckles. "It's a nickname, a pet name, I suppose. A shorter version of Victor."
"I know,"
Yuri says, and, oh, right, he's probably been around enough Russians to figure it out.
"It's cute," Yuri continues.
Victor beams, a thought occurring to him.
"You should use it."
Yuri looks at him, wide-eyed.
"What? No, no, I couldn't."
"Yuri," Victor pouts. "Please, it'll make me happy." Boyfriends should have cute nicknames for each other, he thinks. He'll think of Yuri's later. Yuri bites his lip.
"I'll think about it."
"Perfect," Victor cheers, kissing Yuri on the mouth. Yuri looks a little dazed when he pulls back, which Victor takes no small amount of pride in.
"So, can we go back to the hotel now?"
Yuri blinks.
No. I still have to do another interview."
He flushes, looking at Victor with a mix of reproach and amusement.
"I'm sure it'll take even longer than normal because of certain things."
"Oh, yeah. They'll want to ask about the kiss." Victor sighs and takes his jacket off. "Looks like they'll be here for a while." Victor drags Yuri home, grabs dinner on the way as an afterthought. He stood next to Yuri through all of the press's questions, including those about their relationship. They hadn't answered most of them, but halfway through, Yuri's hand had slipped down to tangle with Victor's, thumb slowly and confidently stroking over his wrist. He probably hadn't even noticed he was doing it, but Victor couldn't help but get more and more worked up. So he takes them both back to the hotel so he can get his hands on Yuri after being denied all night. He fucks him with his medal on, and after that, when they're sweaty and sated, Victor lets them eat.
"I meant it," he mentions, with his mouth full. "About the nickname."
Yuri doesn't ask for clarification, just blushes and smiles, soft, before saying, "I'll think about it." Victor should have known it would come back to haunt him, though in his defense it takes a while for it to happen. It's the night before the Rostelecom Cup, and they've just arrived at their hotel in Russia. Yuri should be asleep in a few minutes, really, but he and Victor are both too keyed up. So instead, they've been spending the past hour and a half making out and grinding lazily, trying to expend some of the excess energy.
"Is this good?" Yuri pants against his neck.
Victor spreads his legs further so Yuri's fit more firmly against his.
"What do you think?"
he says, grinding his cock against Yuri's pointedly. His tone loses some of his dryness when his voice hitches in the middle, but whatever. Yuri mock frowns at him.
"Don't be a brat," he admonishes.
Victor grins.
"Why, what'll you do?"
"Oh?" Yuri says, raising his eyebrows. He rolls off Victor, untangling their legs, and says,
"I guess I'll just go get ready for bed, then."
"No, no, no,"
Victor protests laughingly, pulling Yuri back by the waist. "I'm sorry, I'll be good."
"I know you will."
Yuri's voice drops as he leans in to nuzzle underneath Victor's jaw, making Victor shiver. "You'll be good for me, right, Vitya?"
"Oh, no,"
Victor thinks as his whole body goes hot. He must go tense because Yuri pulls back and sheepishly says, "Too much?"
"No,"
Victor says, hoping Yuri won't notice just how shaky his voice suddenly is.
It was fine. No such luck. Yuri smirks very slightly. You liked it.
I always like it, Victor deflects, but Yuri shakes his head.
You like it when I call you that, he grins. Don't you, Vitya?
Yuri,
Victor whines, covering his burning face, but his thighs tighten minutely, bringing Yuri even more flush against him. Yuri starts moving again, grinding against Victor at a slow, sure pace.
It's nice to finally find something that embarrasses you, he teases.
Victor huffs and turns his face away. I'm not, he closes his eyes in defeat.
I'm not embarrassed.
Your face is so red, Yuri coos, and Victor hates whoever taught him to sound like that, even though it was probably him.
Just get on with it, Victor growls.
Patience, Vitya, Yuri chides. For something that Victor's heard Yakov say repeatedly since he was 13, it really, really shouldn't be this hot.
Fuck,
Victor curses, still covering his face. Yuri reaches up and pulls his hands away, kissing the palm sweetly, and wow, that's even worse. Victor feels like he's going to combust.
I can't believe how into this you are, Yuri says in an awe-filled voice.
I can't either, Victor wants to say, but to be honest, he can. He's lost the ability to be surprised at all the different ways he can desperately want Yuri.
Please, he moans.
Yuri works his hips against Victor's faster, hands still wrapped around his wrists. He interlaces their fingers and presses their joined hands to the bed. Victor can't breathe.
Don't you ever look away from me, Yuri says, eyes bright with mischief and voice dark with intent.
Victor cries out, sharp and involuntary as he starts to come, tossing his head back and narrowly missing banging it against the headboard.
Ah, Yuri exhales, while Victor tries in vain to catch his breath, trembling with the aftershocks.
Ah, Vitya, Victor.
Yuri,
Victor moans, hips jerking upward one final time, and Yuri groans and comes. Afterward, when they're lying side by side, sticky and pleasantly tired, Victor pokes Yuri weakly in the cheek and says,
I'm very angry with you.
Oh, Yuri says sleepily into his chest.
I'm never going to hear that nickname the same way again.
Yuri snorts, unapologetic.
Your fault, you asked.
I didn't, Victor protests, but gives up when he can't think of a convincing argument.
Go to sleep, he says instead, preventing himself from embarrassing himself further.
Hmph, Yuri says, smug even in his half-asleep state.
Good night.
The next morning, before the short program, one of the other skaters asks Yuri about the quad flip he'd added to the end of the free skate.
Ah, Yuri says lightly. Honestly, I was just thinking of impressing Vitya.
Predictably, Victor feels his face begin to heat. Yuri doesn't even look at Victor, but his hand creeps down to hold Victor's again. The end.